Welcome to the Desperately Seeking Self podcast, the show that helps you up your confidence game so you stop settling for less than you deserve. I'm your host, Brooke Collins, speaker, life coach, women's empowerment enthusiast, and the best friend you never knew you needed. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hello. Welcome to today's episode of the Desperately Seeking Self podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Collins. If this is your first time here, I welcome you and I'm so glad to have you in this space with me. If you haven't yet, everyone who is a regular listener and new people alike, why don't you head over and sign up for my 21-day confidence challenge? If you're feeling self-conscious, if you're struggling with a little bit of insecurity and need a little boost, this will do it for you. It's 21 days of emails sent straight to your inbox with uplifting affirmations, tips, and audio tips for you to take with you throughout the day. Again, that will be linked in the show notes, or you can find it on my website, innovativecoachbrooke.com. So let's jump right in, shall we? Today, I am talking about self-consciousness in the form of drinking and our society's pressure to be drinking alcohol at every single thing that we do, every event, every party, every gathering, every get-together, every play date, whatever it is, everybody drinking booze all day long. That is what society tells us is the cool thing to do, the sexy thing to do. So I wanted to touch on, are you self-conscious when you choose not to drink? So here's the thing. I'm a recovering alcoholic, very open about it. I took my last drink January 22nd of 2012. I also am almost finished with my recovery coaching certification and am going to be on the platform She Recovers, which I'm really excited about. But for today, I'm going to talk specifically about self-consciousness for the sober curious, the gray area drinker, the well-being, you know, person who doesn't want to drink anymore. So if you struggle with worrying about like, well, God, I can't go and not drink. It's not going to be fun. Everybody's going to be drinking. Or if you found yourself in a situation where, say, you're out with friends and they're like, here, let's get drinks. And you say, no, I'm just going to have a pop. I don't really feel like drinking. I'm from the Midwest. I say pop. I understand it's soda around the rest of the country. So have a soda and you say no, it instantly you get pushback, right, from your friends. Instantly, they're going to come back at you and, you know, why? What are you not drinking? What's wrong with you? What's going on? How can you not have a drink? We're trying to, you know, have fun, relax. We're trying to unwind, get rid of the stress. Come on, you want to drink with us? I could go on and on about this, obviously. But here, do you wonder, when I said the things at the beginning, were you like, what the hell is sober curious? I will tell you what sober curious is. So sober curious is the option, you're a drinker, but you have the ability or the option to choose, right? Question or change your drinking habits. Like you're not addicted to alcohol. It might be habitual, but you're really like, you have the freedom and the power to say, I'm not drinking anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. And so you're able to quit and abstain from alcohol very easily. So that was not me. If you are sober curious, I am like really in awe of you because I was never, from the day I took my first drink, that wasn't a possibility. Then we have our gray area drinkers, right? So I'm talking to you too, the people, you know, if you want are self-conscious about not drinking, we're talking to everybody here. Gray area drinkers, you know, maybe you're not getting drunk every night, but you are drinking every night. You're drinking alcohol daily. You're having one, two glasses of wine, and you wake up and you don't like the way that you feel, right? Your drinking habits are starting to concern you. You think that you're drinking too much, but it's what everyone else is doing. It's what everyone around you is doing. So why not? People tell you you don't have a problem if you were to express it to people because everyone else has 2 to 3 glasses of wine a night. That is, by the way, these are my definitions. I'm just throwing that out there. These are all my own definitions of these things. So gray area drinker. Next, you have what I like to push into the functioning alcoholic, right? Like functioning alcoholics are full-blown alcoholics. They drink heavily, a lot of alcohol, every single day, consuming it like alcoholically. And The only difference between them and a full-blown alcoholic, I would say, is a functioning alcoholic, my definition again, is someone who hasn't had any consequences from their drinking yet. They drink very heavily, but they're able to get up and go to work. They're able to maintain their lifestyle. They're able to continue doing their responsibilities and showing up and all of those things. So that is the functioning alcoholic in my definition book. And then you've got your active alcoholism, which is, you know, definitely full-blown shit show, basically, which was me. And then we have your people in recovery, because maybe you're in recovery and you have been missing out because you're too self-conscious to go out, because you're too afraid to say, I'm not drinking, I don't drink, whatever. Not everyone needs to be in the program of AA to, you know, resonate or feel inclusive with alcoholism. And if that is you, you know, these are, if you're self-conscious about, you know, being out in public, then this episode is for you. Because, you know, I want to touch on for this episode is that there are so many freaking options for people who don't drink today. I got sober in 2012, 9 years ago. And the difference between when I got sober to today is, it's like huge. Okay. There, when I got sober, there were no sober bars. There were no, or if there were, I didn't know about them. There were no like recovery high schools for younger kids. It wasn't talked about as openly as we talk about it today. I mean, there's still a stigma on it, not going to lie, but it was not discussed in the way that we discuss it today in terms of our mental health and it being a disease. So here, let's get into the places where if you're struggling and feel self-conscious about going out and society says you have to drink, then here we go. Number one, you guys have got Instagram, okay? Search any of the hashtags, sober AF, sober is sexy, sober recovery, sober moms, and find a tribe, right? You will find hundreds, thousands upon thousands of posts about sobriety and sober curious and not drinking. And it's really incredible because you can plug in right there with a community of people who are striving to not drink, who are inclusive to other people not drinking, who are supportive of your decision. And boom, you have changed your life and added a level of joy that you didn't have before, right? Next, the alcohol-free bars. So these are popping up all over. They started in big cities and now like we even have them in Michigan where I'm from, like Ann Arbor has a couple sober bars. And I'm trying to think if Detroit does. I think it does. But basically, these are bars that serve like mocktails, zero proof beverages, kombucha, coffee. It's not just your coffee shop, right? Like it's an actual bar environment minus the booze. So very, very, very cool for people in sobriety, for people sober curious, great area, for people who don't want to drink. This is a very, very cool thing that has started. I am like so in awe of how creative people have gotten and how people don't have to feel like they're missing out on the fun. Because I think the number one thing I hear from clients and people in my recovery programs alike, when they quit drinking, when they're wanting to quit drinking, when they're thinking about quitting drinking, they truly are like, well, it's going to be so boring. It's not fun to be sober. I don't want to not drink. I'm not going to have any fun, right? So these are the spaces where you can go have fun and hang out with other people and just take the booze out of it. And I promise if you ever came to a wedding with me and my husband, neither one of us drink. We are the ones on the dance floor for the longest. Like we don't stop. It is so awesome when you get comfortable in your own skin and are able to just have fun without needing the alcohol. It's like an incredible feeling. Next, there's like websites, communities, things like She Recovers, the platform I told you I'm going to be a coach for. I'm in their training program. The Sobriety Collective is another great site that you can find all kinds of blogs and information on sobriety and get into meetings and you know, for all types of recovery, not just specifically from alcohol, but still recovery is recovery. And it's nice to be around people who are all trying to recover from something. Next up, I've got programs for gray area drinkers. Now there's programs for you like Tempest and what's the other one's name? Begins with an M. So Tempest, you know, they offer counseling and personalized treatment specifically for gray area drinkers, which is totally awesome. So let me think. Next, there's all the therapy apps, Talkspace, BetterHelp. If you're really struggling and you want therapy, but you don't want to go to therapy, these apps are freaking incredible. You can text a therapist, you know, back and forth and get the help and the guidance you need in that moment. And it is so powerful and impactful. I'm like so happy that these apps and these things are popping up because it is so needed in this world with the mental health struggles that people are having, especially post-pandemic. So needed. Next, you know, I think I've got, let me see what else I put down in here. So we've got, oh yeah, like recovery blogs and podcasts. So many for you to listen and get inspiration and feel like you're not alone in making the decision to cut booze or alcohol out of your life, to make a decision to put your health first if that's your choice, or make a decision to get your life back if you're stuck in active addiction. They help so much. Like even me, being a person in recovery for 9 years, it is really awesome for me to be able to go and listen to podcasts and the Instagram thing and like really just touch base and feel connected to my recovery instantly through listening and viewing pictures and stuff. So the latest development for everyone is Clubhouse. If you don't have the Clubhouse app, it is an incredible, incredible online space. That's audio only, connects to your Instagram or your Twitter too, I think. And it's just like these rooms where you can go in and talk to people. So it's kind of like live, it's not even like live podcasting, I guess. It's like being live in a group on Facebook or like a Zoom meeting, you just can't see each other. So it's really cool. And the meetings, they don't get recorded. They're gone when the call is done, they're gone. Like Snapchat, just phew, disappear. But it's really cool because there have been these sober communities popping up on Clubhouse that are so awesome. And so many people are coming into these rooms, whether they work a 12-step program or not, sober curious, maybe they just want to, they're working really hard just to get away from the peer pressure and their friends, you know, harping on them to not drink and they want to feel included in something. It's a great space, you guys, a great space. I've had some really incredible meetings on the app. There's also, because of COVID, you know, if you go to AA.org, I think it's AA.org. Now I'm going to have to pull my phone out and check because I don't want to be wrong. Yep, AA.org. And you can find all of the Zoom meetings happening all around the world. So one thing I think that I'm grateful for COVID about and the whole pandemic is these Zoom meetings, because I can literally hop on my computer or my phone any time of day and somewhere in the world I can jump into a meeting. And it is like so just refreshing and a relief to not have to worry about like if I missed a meeting, then like, God, I got to wait a couple of days till the next meeting that I want to go to or my schedule will allow me to get to. So incredible options. And if you are struggling with drinking and you want to reach out to me, go ahead and shoot me a message through my website, innovativecoachbrooke.com, or head over to Instagram at Brooke Collins, brooke.collins.coaching. And send me a DM and let's chat about it, because I'm there to always help people who want to eliminate alcohol and go on to live healthier lives for themselves. So it's a journey to be alcohol free. It's interesting the way to get, it's hard to get support, or you feel like it's hard to get support at first, but all of these awesome things that I've just talked about, you guys, I didn't have any of that when I got sober. Yeah, Instagram, I think, was a thing, but like it wasn't the way it is today. And the stigma on alcoholism was very much present in my life. And I was so grateful to have a place like AA to go to be able to anonymously share what was going on and get help from people that could help me. And I guess I should say 12-step program, because I hope I'm not violating a tradition, but you know, I went into the 12-step program to stop drinking, and the 12-step program ended up giving me my life back. So anything like these other things that are happening now, if those are your jam, like go for it. Go to a kombucha bar, go to a recovery bar, go to a, you know, a booze-free bar, zero proof bar, whatever they're called, and check it out, because, you know, our society really, really romanticizes, glamorizes, and indoctrinates you into thinking that alcohol is what is the thread that pulls everyone together, that alcohol is the fun stabilizer. You're only going to have fun if you're drinking. And that's not always true. I will tell you, it wasn't until I gave up drinking that I was confident with myself. So if you are worried about people thinking less of you, I became more confident when I quit drinking. It just is because I wasn't doing stupid shit all the time. I wasn't throwing up. I wasn't blacking out. I wasn't losing my keys. And I think one of these days I'll share with you all like my sobriety story. That might be something for the next episode. If you guys want to hear my open talk that I give at meetings or when I go speak at places, send me a message about that too, because I will be more than happy to share that in an episode if it is on demand and people think that they want to hear it, because anything I can do to help other people get some confidence and quit drinking, if that's what they choose to do, I am 100% in for. So that's all I got today, you guys. I hope that this was helpful for any or all of you. I think all of us could use a little break from alcohol every once in a while. So I'm hoping that this at least open your mind to the fact that there are all kinds of places to go to, one, get help and have an alcohol-free journey, or to get sober. And there's many different areas, many different paths, many different programs, but they all lead to the same place, which is living life alcohol-free. You don't have to identify with a 12-step program for me to feel included and connected with you for not drinking alcohol, because it is a thing that connects a lot of people, because it's so not mainstream in our world. And also, I just want to say, there is no reason at all to feel shame around the idea of going booze-free, alcohol-free, or getting sober. You should not feel any shame in that. And if you do feel shame, I encourage you to write in your journal what it is that you think you feel shame about wanting to live a life without alcohol in it. And really question, like, why do I want this? What is important to me with this? And why is this going to make a difference in my life? I think that you'll find that the answers come very quickly, and they're very powerful when you write them down and you can see for yourself, like, why am I doing this? Why do I want to do this? Because chances are, if you are on an alcohol-free journey or attempting to go on an alcohol-free journey, or you are beginning your sobriety, you do have a lot of shame around you. You do have a lot of fear. You've got a lot of low-level confidence because everyone else is still continuing their relationship with alcohol and you're breaking up with yours. So it's okay. Find people to talk to and write down why you want to do this. And I promise, finding people to talk to, connecting and plugging in with people who are living alcohol-free, and you can see that their like life is not in any way, shape, or any way boring, you know, that is a big motivator for a lot of people to see that. And there are so many wonderful people and wonderful coaches and wonderful programs for people to get help on an alcohol-free journey. And I'm just glad that I was able to shed light on some of that for you guys. And if you have any questions or you'd like me to talk more about this topic, please let me know. As always, if you did like this episode, please feel free to hit the subscribe button, especially if you're new, and leave us a review. Let me know how you like the show or you don't like the show, preferably like the show. And it helps out and it helps with the iTunes people and the podcast, you know, the placements, etc. And I would be very grateful if you were to leave a review. So my friends, it's time for me to hop off. I've got to go get the bus for Paisley. So I hope you all have a wonderful day. And I hope wherever you are in the world, that you're taking a little time to be who you are meant to be, and not judging yourself so harshly. See you guys next week. Have an incredible day.
Thank you for listening to the Desperately Seeking Self podcast. Did you love this episode? Then head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. Also check out innovativecoachbrooke.com to join in on the conversation, access show notes, and discover all the awesome free content. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. Thanks for tuning in.